Harlequin Presents and Harper Audio present Bought for the Greeks' Revenge by Lynn Graham, performed by Anthony Ferguson.
Chapter 1. Nikolai Drakos scanned the photo with a frown and enhanced it. It couldn't be the same woman. It simply couldn't be. There was no way that his quarry, Cyrus Makris, could possibly be planning to marry a woman from a humble background. Bemused, Nikolai lifted his arrogant dark head high and once again studied the picture of the ethereal redhead. No way could it be the same little temptress he had once met working as a parking attendant. The world wasn't that small. Even so, he was aware that Cyrus owned a country house in Norfolk. A deeper frown lodged between his level dark brows, his quick and clever brain taking a rare hike into the recent past. For all her diminutive size, the woman he had met had had attitude. Lots and lots of attitude. Certainly not an attribute Nikolai sought from the transient beauties who shared his bed. But she had also had aquamarine eyes and a mouth as soft, silky, and pink as a lotus blossom. A sizzling physical combination, which had taken a hell of a lot of forgetting on his part. His wide, sensual mouth compressed with dissatisfaction. After she had blown him off, another man might have tried to find her again to make another attempt, but Nikolai had refused to do so. He didn't chase women. He didn't do sweet talk or dates or flowers or any of that stuff, ever. He walked away. The mantra by which he lived insisted that no woman was irreplaceable, no woman unique, and he didn't believe in love. She had simply caught his imagination for a few intoxicating moments, but he had refused to allow lust to seduce him into pursuit. Since when had he had to pursue a woman? And although it was generally known that Cyrus's elderly father was putting pressure on his 45-year-old son and heir to take a bride, it was a challenge to credit that Cyrus could be planning to marry the feisty little redhead who had scratched the paintwork on Nikolai's cherished McLaren Spider. Besides, only pure and untouched female flesh excited Cyrus, as Nikolai's late sister had learned to her cost, and no way could that sparkling little redhead still be that pure and untouched. Flexing his lean muscles as he sprang upright, Nikolai swept up the file he had been studying. The investigator he used was a consummate professional, and the report would be thorough. He studied the photos afresh. He was willing to admit that the likeness between the two women was startling. Curiosity at a height, he began to read about Prunella, known as Ella. Yes, that night he had definitely heard her boss using that name, he conceded grimly. Ella Palmer, aged 23, a former veterinary student who had once been engaged to Cyrus's dead nephew, Paul. Now there was a connection he could not have foreseen for Cyrus, who rarely bothered with relatives. Nikolai read on, unexpectedly hungry for the details. It had been a year since the nephew had died of leukemia, and 2 years since Ella's father, George Palmer, had had a stroke. The older man was currently drowning in debt. Nikolai marveled that Cyrus, who was rich but tight, had not stepped in to help Ella's family, but perhaps he was holding that possibility in reserve as a power play. Nikolai, on the other hand, immediately grasped that it was his optimum moment for action and intervention. He called his team of personal assistants and issued his instructions, even while he was still struggling to work out why Ella Palmer could be in line to become Cyrus's bride. What was so special about her? For a couple of years at least, she had evidently hovered on the outskirts of Cyrus's life. As his nephew's fiancée, she would have been untouchable, the unattainable, always a powerful temptation to a male who thrived on the challenge of breaking the rules. Now she was alone and unprotected, and Cyrus appeared to be playing a waiting game. However, it was equally possible that Ella was eager to marry Cyrus, because although he was old enough to be her father, he was also a prominent and wealthy businessman. But what, other than innocence, could be attracting Cyrus? Ella Palmer had neither money nor connections to offer. She was a beautiful...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?